Well, it's a good finish to our preseason. We've evolved a lot in my time here, and to come in this last game and to go out there and put guys out here that are fighting for jobs and are going to have opportunities to likely be backups on this football team and at some point be pressed into duty to give them the play time tonight. I'm really satisfied that we're able to do that. And I think we got out of it pretty much with just one nick of Sean Porter's hamstring. So, I got to feel pretty good about that tonight. So it was, I think, some of the goals and some of the things we want to do get accomplished. We got Jason Campbell, good play time tonight, which is what we needed. We got some of the guys up front on the defensive line, the younger players, good time, and that's what we needed to do, our safeties. So, I thought it was a good night we came out of it, pretty good. There'd be, guys got good evaluation, and I think that's important to be able to do.
Really, his whole body of work this preseason kind of proved to you that he's ready to be that guy to help you guys out.
He's just continued to strive and push hard to be better, and he should dominate in a game like this, and he did, and that's what you want to see. You want to see him dominate, and that's the confidence he needs, the opportunity, a chance to critique himself, and it's real life snaps. He gets to finish the rushes, and that's what's important. A lot of guys can do good things in practice, but you got to go ahead and finish the rush, and so you can kind of build your repertoire of moves and so forth.
You got Jeremy Hill, a lot of carries. He's one of those guys who played an awful lot. Reason why keep sending him back out there in the second half?
Jeremy's got to understand what it's like to be an NFL running back. We don't have five deep. And when we get to Sundays and we go down to 46 guys, and if he's going to be that guy, he's going to be able to shoulder the load. And you blow those pipes out pretty good, too. You get some, good conditioning out here tonight. And, he's going to learn to run with his pads down, learn to protect the football. So they were good snaps for him to learn that with.
I mean, you see him as a 20-carry game guy.
Well, I'm not going to say how many carries Jeremy Hill is going to get. But, we think he's a good player, a good young player, and we got to keep pushing and molding that good young player into an NFL runner. No, we pushed him off the field so he didn't have to use a timeout there.
Yeah.
Wasn't nervous about anything.
Seemed like there's a little disappointment in him in the receiving game and passing game last week, but it seemed like he came away.
Well, he had a couple balls he could have caught and turned into better plays. And I don't know whether the lights got him or whatever got him, but the ball got up on him and he didn't make the catches. But, we part of the reason why we brought him here is his ability to receive the football. So we feel really good about that.
Series from Hamilton, including that touchdown in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it was good, good play. Kobe's been, he's had some good plays this preseason, some plays that aren't quite good enough. And he's got a lot of opportunity to play, and so that's been good.
You've talked about evolving since you've been here. I can't remember a game where you didn't, I think you had 23 guys sitting up. It's part of the evolution, I would think.
Yeah. We had a lot. So, it was, we were able to get to this point, and for the most part, we're going into that opening week, and we're about as healthy as we could be. And so you got to feel good about that. That's been our goal from number one, is to get our football done, and now we got to press forward and make sure it's good enough.
And I guess you felt like your ones were sharp enough, but were good enough to get ready to go.
Well, they've done good things, and we got a lot of practice ahead still to get ready. And but they've gone out and played good, productive snaps and good series each and every week, and that's where we are.
What are you still looking to improve before Baltimore, as far as offense, between first team or second team?
Well, we got to improve in every area before we play Baltimore.
It's with a veteran team like you got now, Marvin. More relief that the preseason's over, or anticipation now that you get to begin the regular season?
Well, it's got to be, and it's the preseason provides, you know, a chance for us to, the training camp provides opportunity to work on things that are new and to do football in pads, and then we go play live football. So there's got to be both. It's a body of work, and then it's the opportunity to evaluate new players. And so we've been able to do that. So, I'm relieved that we got through without a major injury, and, we got to keep our nose on our head down and keep working. You know, we got a lot of work ahead of us, and, we know it's going to be a challenging season. So, but we're at this, we've made it through another step of that. So let's keep pushing forward.